Yeah, so catch this. This is all we talk about. It's just become a big part of our relationship.
Hey guys, my name's Topher.
My name's Cody.
And this is the Ready Player One podcast.
The podcast.
We're big fans of Ready Player One, the book. We wanted to get together and just really talk about how the book affected our lives and how now it's going to affect everyone else's with a major motion picture.
Yeah, so catch this. Topher and I are brother-in-laws.
Yep.
And whenever we get together for family events or anything like that, this is all we talk about. We just get right into it. We talk about rumors of the movies. We talk about each little detail in the book. We talk about the way that it relates to our real world. And it's just become a big part of our relationship. So here we are talking about it now on the podcast.
Yeah, it was really awesome. You actually introduced it to me, Cody, via an Audible ebook.
Somebody did the same for me.
Which isn't even that long ago, was it? Just a couple months, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess maybe I showed it to you like in November.
Yeah, it was. You know why? Because I, at that time, I was still working, and I basically, for the next 16 hours, which is as long as the ebook is, I just sat and listened to it. Like, didn't do anything else. Yeah. I was just hooked.
And I think I read it in, maybe it was September. One of my best friends gave me the book. But you know what the interesting thing is? That Topher and I talk about it all the time, but we really don't know that many other people that have read the book. We've gone online and seen the groups of people, like on Reddit, and know that there are people out there that love the book, but it's so interesting because we just have never really met any other people that like it.
Or even really even heard of it.
Yeah.
I've talked about this. I work in the entertainment industry, and I've asked multiple people about this book because I'm like stoked about it, especially now the fact that it's going to be turned into a movie.
Right.
And nobody's even really even heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
For any of you out there that may be listening right now that haven't heard of it, let me give you kind of an idea of what this book is, because it is in its core kind of nerdy, but if you kind of really open up and listen to it and read it, then you realize that it's a romance. It's
sci-fi,
it's adventure, it's mystery. It really covers all the bases that you could in a book.
Right.
Basically what it goes is, there's this guy named James Halliday. He has created what is called the Oasis, which is a virtual reality video game simulation in the year 2044, I believe. It's a post-apocalyptic United States. And this guy doesn't have any heirs. He doesn't have any family. So when he dies, he just has, I think it's $200 billion that he is just going to give to somebody who finds his Easter egg in his video game. And anybody that's ever played a video game knows what an Easter egg is. But if you don't, Easter egg is basically something, a little gem, something that you can't just find if you're going to play a game. It's something you have to honestly search for and look for. And it's like a little secret just left for people that can find it. Except this Easter egg is worth $200 billion. Of course, when he dies, the entire world goes into a frenzy, because most of the entire world plays this game. And so the main character now switches to Wade Watts, which is a main character that you follow throughout the whole book. And it kind of explains his hunt for the Easter egg as he goes and starts through level 1 all the way through level 99, as his character can max out there. And the way he, you know, experiences things that we've talked about, Cody, things that you might not kind of realize, it's like internet relationships that you never meet the person, but yet people fall in love.
Right.
It explains kind of internet sexuality, in fact, of like porn and brothels and that kind of stuff, which is a little more rated R-ish material.
Right. It definitely is. Yeah.
But it kind of dives into those real tough conversations and things that we're going to have to, that's going to be facing us as we get more and more technologically advanced and actually closer and closer down this path of virtual reality. Cody, you actually have quite a bit of experience and knowledge in this.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, well, actually more of a fan of augmented reality, but virtual reality interests me quite a bit. And we were talking about this earlier. It's just with the Oculus coming out, the PSVR, HTC Vive, and then even all the smaller market products like the Google Cardboards even, this world is just getting closer and closer to us. And it's pretty frightening. Very frightening. But it's so unique, and we're just watching this, reading this book, anticipating what's actually coming our way.
Because we can actually see in this book the correlation to real life. I'll bet it's set 30 years from now in a post-apocalyptic United States, which I don't really think we're going to be in that kind of state in 30 years from now. But the technology definitely has the capability of going into that direction, as you're saying, like with the HTC Vive. Yeah. And
you know, it's
the
really
Oculus.
Interesting too, is that just recently, it didn't even make much press, but Facebook owns Oculus, and they just released a new software that allows you to build a character within their Facebook virtual reality world, and you can hang out with people. It's almost identical to the setup of the Oasis. So, I don't know. It's right here, man. It's right in front of us.
It's so exciting. And we are the products of this, because the book is set in not 2044, yet most of the book is set in like the video game has a multiple 80s references to video games, to Rush the Band, to... Yeah. Movies to, I mean, part of the book is he has to recite word for word, line for line, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So like that's pretty, I'm sorry. It's not Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's War Games. Apologies. But you know, it's pretty nuts how we are now like living that. And it's kind of our generation is going to see the fruition of what you're talking about, Cody.
Right.
This crazy way technology is going to interact with us. Like, we're going to stop interacting with technology. Technology will then become interactive with us.
Yes. Yeah. So you're hearing us right now, because we have gotten news of the trailer for the movie that's coming out. Supposedly it was supposed to come out in 2017. Now it's been bumped to March of 2018. And we wouldn't even be surprised if it gets bumped again.
Yeah, for sure. You're going to get bumped again.
Oh, it's such a heavy on graphics and just the CG that goes into this movie is just wouldn't surprise us if it takes another 6 months.
I would hope the CG that they're putting into this movie, just based on everything it is, would take longer.
Yeah.
And if you do the research, even some of the main characters doesn't even appear to have been cast all the way.
Yeah, according to IMDb. And then another thing that's interesting is that we've been discussing, like, how are they going to do the scenes from the book in movie form? Like, even the dance, which is actually shown in the trailer. So we've already got some answers there. But as we get more info and more trailers, we're going to just be bringing those to you and telling you, I don't know, keeping up with all the updates that we hear. So next week, or next episode, I should say, we are going to dive headfirst into this trailer and talk about the parallels between that and the book, talk about each little scene that comes up. Should be good.
Hopefully, I really want to dive into the way characters are described by Ernest Cline in the book versus how they might be displayed and been cast in the movie, because whether they line up just pixel for pixel, there's a little nerd humor for you, but... pixel for pixel, as far as what the description is in the book versus what they've cast in the movie or otherwise.
Yeah. So if you are listening to this right now and you think that this is a show that piques your interest, that you'd be really interested in listening to, will you please let us know? We are doing this because we love the show and we want to find more people that do as well. And actually, we'd love to have you, if that's you, be on the show, help us discuss this, talk through all the crazy things that are going on. But please do let us know. Send an email to, what is our email?
It's readyplayer1pod@gmail.com.
readyplayer1pod shortforpodcast.com, and just let us know if you are excited about this show, because we are, and we're just excited to get the episodes rolling.
Definitely. If you have any insight in virtual reality, maybe where it's going, maybe if you have any insight on film and TV and how they do particular things, that kind of stuff, we want to kind of get it as in-depth as we, as really as you guys want to know, as get in-depth.
Sure. So let us know what you want us to talk about.
For sure. Cool. This has been Ready Player One Podcast. I'm Topher.
Yeah, I'm Cody.
And hope to hear from you next time.